As the Australian Defence Force grapples with high rates of post-traumatic stress disorder amongst troops, former and active personnel are calling for more access to therapies like yoga and meditation. Yoga classes and specially designed meditation are already being used on some Australian military bases to build resilience in Special Forces soldiers and in recovery programs, with promising results. Stephanie Smale reports.
Wing Commander Nick Dice-McGowan battled undiagnosed post-traumatic stress disorder for a decade after running air traffic control in Iraq during the 2004 transition.
I'd been in a foul mood for about 10 years, just angry for no apparent reason. I was snappy. I had isolated myself from friends and family.
Wing Commander Dice-McGowan was seeing a psychologist privately and working with military medical staff. He says it wasn't until he tried a specific type of meditation developed for troops in the United States that he started getting results.
I think it's the self-regulation aspect. It makes you aware of what's going on inside your own head, how you're reacting to things.
Nick Dice-McGowan has been doing iRest, or Integrative Restoration Meditation, one of a number of styles used with former and active troops suffering anxiety, depression and PTSD. The US Army Surgeon General endorsed this style of meditation as a complementary and alternative medicine after a study in 2006. Australian Defence and Veterans Affairs officials met with the leaders of that study last year to find out whether a trial should be done here too. A decision is yet to be made. Former Air Force Sergeant turned meditation teacher Autumn Bell says yoga and meditation were the best treatment for her too. She suffered from anxiety and depression after serving in East Timor and Iraq.
It's proven now that psychotherapy alone doesn't help you rehabilitate your trauma. You need to reconnect the body and mind. They come as a pair. And in trauma, you automatically disconnect from the body. It's a survival mechanism. We wouldn't be here as a species without it. You know, the yoga, the meditation, it's all about getting you to come back into this body and make that reconnection.
Trauma-sensitive meditation courses are already offered at the Richmond RAAF base, the Victoria Barracks in Sydney and Brisbane's Enoggera Barracks, and as a resilience training tool for Special Forces soldiers in Victoria and Perth. To access military funding outside those bases, Autumn Bell has to work under the supervision of a psychologist who checks in with clients after every visit. She wants easier access to trauma-sensitive meditation for active and former military, but she's pragmatic about the evidence needed before that happens.
Because it is a government organisation, you need to meet traditional medicine requirements such as, you know, research. They want to see statistics. So I think the more that they see results and changes in people, then the more accepted and it'll hopefully become a part of our society.
Evidence-based treatments such as exposure therapy are currently the priority for treating soldiers with PTSD. David Morton is the Director General for Health Policy Programs and Assurance in Joint Health Command for Defence.
In most cases, what we're trying to do is help people to reduce that avoidance to their memory and their recollection of the trauma by working with them to expose them in a safe way to their memory of the trauma and work through that trauma.
He acknowledges complementary treatments can be powerful for some people.
We recognise they have a place in relation to supporting individuals to recover and improve their health and well-being. I think it varies with the individuals.
The latest PTSD rates for the military, released nearly a decade ago, are higher than the average population, with just over 8% of troops suffering from the disorder. For Nick Dice-McGowan, daily meditation and a weekly yoga session keep him at work and coping.
Can this save people's lives? I believe it saved mine. I believe it'll certainly help other people as well.
Wing Commander Nick Dice-McGowan ending Stephanie Smale's report.